Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today, we have prepared an amazing and just fantastic show. We have just a great, great guest coming in today. A very, very special fellow that I had the opportunity to meet a little while ago, and I am so happy that he finally accepted my invitation to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And before I introduce and I give a little bit of bio, I know you guys, I take every time, I love to take some time to thank my listeners. We have over 3,000 subscriber right now to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and today we're broadcasting live, and also this show will be recorded, so will be played also later on. And today is Saturday, August the 24th. I can't believe the summer is just going by. So again, going back to thanking my listeners, we have new listeners right now in Saskatchewan. We were in Regina, Saskatchewan, and we made a lot of amazing contacts. Also in Vancouver, not to forget Australia, the UK, South America, Central America, and the United States. Huge listeners in the United States. I don't know why they liked my show, but it's all good, and I know why. And also here in Canada as well. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening and for being part of this amazing network. We're contacting people and we're networking with amazing, amazing people. Also, I want to thank everyone for the support. I am really trying hard to finish my book by the end of January, if God willing. This book will be out, and it's all about amazing, amazing stories that I had experienced with my guests here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. I cannot forget, this show is being sponsored by OMG Event, OhMyGoshEvents.com. Please call Alex and Mark at 905-960-2686, amazing people. And also, this show is being sponsored by Whole Fitness Canada. If you're looking for a different kind of workout, please call Michelle at 647-200-6608. Thank you so much for sponsoring my show. And, without further ado, here I'm going to give a little bio for my special guest. His name is Raymond Ung. Raymond is the founder of C4 Mural Project and co-founder of Filming Ourselves Program. By using this outlet, Raymond has created a network to support people affected by cancer. He is also becoming a motivational speaker, and he is working towards becoming a health, life, and style coach. And here is Raymond. How are you in this beautiful wonderful Saturday morning. How are you? And welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hi, Lizzie. Thanks for having me here.
It's my pleasure and it's an honor. Thank you so much. So before we start, I'd love to play a little game just to warm things up. Not that you need warming because you are a very, very warming person. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is orange, a very warm color. So I'm already
quite hot. A very warm color. Fantastic. And it says here that the color orange radiates warmth and happiness combined with physical energy and the stimulation of red with cheerfulness. So you're a very warming person. There you go. See?
It sounds like you just described me.
And there you go. And I definitely did. It's funny because I have this database, this website that I found, and I find that people really identify with the colors that there are. So I know how to deal with you. I'm just kidding. So tell us, for the listeners that are listening to us right now, what is C4?
Okay, well, C4 Mural Project is an awareness campaign to support people affected by cancer. C4 stands for Creative Communities Collaborating for Change. And the change that I want to see is more support for anyone who's affected by cancer. And when I say affected by cancer, I don't just mean a diagnosis. I also mean if a family member is sick, if a friend is sick, or if an individual wants to share and express support. And that connects everyone.
Interesting. Now, the reason, and forgive my question, and if you don't want to talk about it, it's completely fine. The reason that you started this project, is this something personal, something that happened with you or with a family member?
I'm very open to talk about it. I'm actually a survivor. When I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, a form of blood cancer. And shortly after the chemotherapy started, I developed a blood clot on the right side of my brain. This gave me a stroke and paralyzed me on my left side.
Wow.
Thus, as I learned, there's not too much support for young adults because a lot of people, when I went through emergency, they gave me a lot of different diagnoses such as an enlarged spleen, anemic, low iron deficiency, kidney stones. I would have taken the kidney stones, but when they diagnosed me with cancer, they at least knew what steps they needed to take, and luckily they had caught it early. But for a lot of my peers, there wasn't the same kind of luck. So that's why the intention to make C4 Mural Project was initially started to raise awareness for young adults, because I identify with that demographic the most. But as I continued to make it, this is my second year, it's almost been 2 years, I've decided I should make a broader focus and support everyone because we're not constrained by just restrictions of age. Cancer affects everyone.
That absolutely. Oh, my goodness. And I want to thank you for sharing this. And I want to literally applaud you because you've taken this to a next step. Not only I'm going to applaud you. This is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Well, you have definitely moved us here because this is something that it needs to be talked. Definitely needs to be more awareness. And a lot of people suffer with a disease, sickness, or something, and they just sit there and they just feel miserable. You are talking about it. You are making sure that the whole world knows. You use a medium, and this is fantastic. You not only want to help yourself, but you want to help others. This is out of this world. I really congratulate you. Now, you were also part of a very, very good friend of ours, the Nikki Clark Show, the TV host of Nikki Clark. How was that experience?
That was fantastic. I'm so appreciative of being on that show because it connected me with very amazing people such as yourself and your husband, John. But I'll get into that later. But it was actually funny because I wasn't actually supposed to be on that show. I was a proxy for my mentor, Pauline Harvey, the co-owner of Big It Up Hats and founder of Youth in Time, a support program for people, young adults affected by cancer and at-risk youth. And during the time we were running the Filming Ourselves program, it was our first year running it, and Pauline decided, why not send a young representative to talk about the show on the Nikki Clark show. So she sent me instead. And I went going in thinking I was just going to go for a radio interview. And then, oh, no, it's a live streaming, or we're going to put you on video and send you all over. So it was quite a shock, but I'm very resourceful and I can do a lot of impromptu things. So it was a huge surprise as well as a great honor to be on that show and meet so many amazing people.
And you did very, very well. You look very confident.
Thank you.
It was like you knew what to do, and you look like this is a piece of cake. So you did fantastic. Now I had the opportunity to share and to see your video, and it was just phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. Now, the what is your goal, Raymond? What is your goal with? And you were talking about filming yourself project. What is that project all about?
Okay. Well, that's two questions right there. So I'll just tackle the filming ourselves because that's easier to answer. Filming ourselves is a program where we take participants affected by cancer in any way. So our last three had a family member sick or had lost a family member. One was diagnosed, and the other had a relative that was sick. So each of them had different perspectives on how cancer had affected them, and we made three documentaries. And we did a huge showcase, and these were teenagers affected by cancer. So it gave them empowerment. It gave them a voice to share how they're moving on, how it's affected them, and how they see the disease affecting their lives and the people around them. And it gave them the opportunity to share their story in their own way. And at the end of the showcase, we also let them choose a performance that expressed their personality. And each of them picked something different. And that's how an individual should be allowed to express themselves in their way. And that's one of the reasons why I was really excited to talk about filming ourselves and be part of the program. And the funny thing is, in the summer of 2013, a year previously, Pauline Harvey and I had just been talking about this program on the phone. We were just brainstorming and having a really positive conversation. And 1 year later, around the same time, it comes to fruition.
It's in reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That is
and
amazing.
The other question, what was the other question you asked? So what are my goals in long term?
Yes.
Okay, long term. I could write you a whole biography on what I want to do, but to keep it as simple as possible, I just want to spread the love, because support, empowerment, inspiration, it starts from a genuine place. It starts from that kindness to love the people that you want to share your energy with. And C4 Mural Project is a labor of love. And whenever I share it with people, I want people to have that sense that they're supporting the person in their life that they truly care about and want to empower and give their energy to, so that they can get through dealing with cancer, dealing with all the negative things, and able to just find that support and get through it.
Right. I see you writing a book in the future about this. Definitely.
Oh, that's
definitely
funny.
A book.
You
were thinking about that.
Can I share a story with you?
Absolutely.
Can I share a story with you?
The floor is yours.
Yeah. Thanks to the Nikki Clark show, I had met the very inspiring Jessica Alex, the author of Upon a Star, the publisher and author of the What If the World Had No Color through Upon a Star Books, Inc.
Yes.
And we had just had a meeting yesterday on how we can make a book together. And I'm not going to talk too much about it because we're still in the preliminaries, but the title is C4 With Our Words.
Wow.
And these are words of support from different communities all across, right now, mainly Toronto, Ontario. But these words are going to be distributed to people affected by cancer and empower them, inspire them, and uplift them to deal with whatever's going on in their lives.
This is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I knew you had it in you, and I knew that was going to be something like that in the works. I see a huge future for you, Raymond, and
you have
so much energy. You have so much power in you to change the world. And I know people think that we are just one. There is no way we can change the world. Yes, there is. Every little step and every little action that we take can change somebody's life. And our listeners are listening to us right now, and this show will be on Blog Talk Radio, and people can listen to over and over. And I know that I'm going to get emails from people saying this was a great interview.
Oh my gosh.
It really touched me. It really talked to me. It really touched me. And that's another question I want to ask. For the listeners that are listening to us right now, how can they help? How can they reach to you? And how can they contribute to this beautiful cause that you have put yourself?
How they can help is relatively quite simple. If there's anyone in their life that they'd like to support, show them support. Because that intention already gets you on the mindset to uplift another human being. Because a lot of individuals, they sort of feel they're not the same. Like, a lot of people look at me like, oh, I cannot be like you, Ray. You're just up there and we're just down here. But I just say, we're on the same plateau. We're the same kind of person. We're all human beings on this earth. We're all capable of doing things. So to start things, before you even try to support me, you have the ability to support the people in your life in your own way. But in terms of supporting C4 Mural Project, if I'm just given a location to come to and I'm able to reach it, I'll go out over there. My friend had just, I'd given her a canvas, and she was in Saskatchewan, Regina. And she said, I just want to do a C4 Mural Project canvas at my Relay for Life in the University of Regina. I had time that month. I said, I'm going to fly over there. And we're going to do the canvas together. I'm going to bring two more canvases, and I want to speak at Relay for Life with you. And that set the gears in motion. They gave me 5 minutes to speak to the community, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Fantastic. Oh, you are a superman. Mm-hmm. This is so beautiful.
Oh.
And for people that are listening, how can they get a hold of you? If somebody wants to contact you, for you to speak at a certain event, or for you to, now that you are working and becoming a motivational speaker, can you give, please, the info to our listeners, website, email, and so forth?
Okay. It's quite simple. The main website I have is c4muralproject.com. The email I use for C4 Mural Project is c4muralproject@gmail.com. And I also have Facebook, I have Twitter, and it's all under C4 Mural Project.
And for the listeners, I have right now at the Lizzie T Radio Show fan page, and it will be on our website, the link for C4 Mural. So if you need
to
get a hold of Raymond, you can email me at radio@lizt.ca, and I will definitely pass the information to Raymond, or you can leave your comments. Right now, our chat is available if you have any comments to leave on our fan page. I will be forwarding that to Raymond as well. Raymond, it's been not just a pleasure, it's been an honor to be able to talk to
you
and for you to share such a personal experience. Being affected with that horrible disease, I know, has brought so much beauty within you. And again, you've taken this horrible thing and turned into something so beautiful to share throughout the world, to share with people. You've traveled to Saskatchewan to help someone. And I know if it's in your means, you'd be traveling all over the world to talk about this and to support people that are affected with this thing. I don't even like to say the name, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for being part of this and for sharing.
My pleasure.
Yes. Any last word, Raymond?
Any last words? I always close my speeches with my favorite quote. I actually tattooed it on my back, and this is what I'll leave you all with. If you change yourself, the world changes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Raymond. It's been a pleasure, and we hope you to have you back, especially if you are working on that book. We need to bring you back to talk about this beautiful book and to spread the word. Thank you again.
And
my pleasure. To everyone to listening, make it a fantastic day, everyone. Thank you, Raymond.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lizzie.
And that was the awesome, fantastic, and if you're looking at the pictures, he's actually a very handsome guy that is spreading the word through C4 Mural Project. If you want to support, please do contact Raymond. And the links are on our website and also on the Lizzie T fan page. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My email, if you need to reach me or contact me about this show or about any other show, is radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, and like us in our Facebook, please. Also, I want to thank again my beautiful sponsors, Oh My Gosh Event and Whole Fitness Canada. And for our musical part, I want to thank Enuma. She is a beautiful lady that I had the opportunity to interview just a little while ago, and I had some technical difficulties. I wasn't able to play her song, but here is the submission from Enuma. Thank you, everyone. Oh,
charity event, a full service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra Mark at 905-960-2886. The website, ohmygoshevent.com. Whole Fitness Canada. They're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life: body, mind, and soul.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886.
Whole Fitness Canada. They're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life: body, mind, and soul.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.